And I don't know. It's like...
One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 2 o'clock tonight. But it's flat, flat, so join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock, gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes two, three, and four.
You guys gonna have a little bash before you leave?
Moose has been looking for you all day. He got worried, thought you were trying to avoid him or something.
What is it? What do you got?
Oh, great.
That's $2,000, man. $2,000!
Mr. Jennings gave it to me to give to you. He says he's sorry it's so late, but it's the first scholarship the Moose Lodge has given out. And he says they're all very proud of you back at the lodge.
Cute. Why don't you hold it for me for a while?
Hey, I don't want it. Take it. It's yours.
I'll take it.
Listen, your sister called. I'll talk to you.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. She can wait.
We'll make it short and sweet, though, huh?
Listen, I don't think I'm going to be going tomorrow.
Come on, what are you talking about?
Well, I was thinking I could wait a year, you know, go to city for a while.
You chicken thing.
Oh, wait a minute.
After all we went through to get accepted, we're finally getting out of this turkey town, and now you want to crawl back into your cell, right? You want to end up like John? You just can't stay 17 forever.
Just,
you've got to get
I need that in your head. I just need some time.
I gotta go talk to Lori. Now take it. Take it. Now, we're leaving in the morning, all right? We're leaving in the morning.
As a boyfriend.
Where's the dazzling beauty I've been searching for all my life?
Yeah, I know what you mean. The pickings are really getting slim. The whole strip is shrinking. You know, I remember about 5 years ago, take you a couple hours, tank full of gas just to make one circuit. It's really something.
Hey, John. Someone new in town.
Yeah.
You gonna go after him?
Hey, listen, Professor. If he can't find me, then he ain't even worth racing, right?
A big shot.
Well?
Where was I?
Oh, how you thought high school romances were goofy and we started going together just because you thought I was kind of cute and funny, but then you suddenly realized you were in love with me, it was serious, and, oh, You were leading up to something kind of big.
You make it sound like I'm giving dictation. Well, seriously, what I meant was that, since we do care for each other so much, and since we should really consider ourselves as adults now, can I have a couple of those fries? Where was I?
Consider ourselves adults.
Right. I thought, maybe before I leave, we could, agree that seeing other people while I'm away can't possibly hurt, you know?
You mean dating other people?
I think it would strengthen our relationship. Then we'd know for sure that we're really in love. Not that there's any doubt.
I think you're right. I mean, we're not kids anymore. And it's silly to think that when we're 3,000 miles apart, we shouldn't be able to see other people and go out.
Lori, now, listen, I didn't ask for that back.
I just sort of think it's juvenile now. I'll keep it at home. It's less conspicuous there.
You don't want to wear it?
I didn't say that. I understand, and I'm not upset. I mean, I can't expect you to be a monk or something while you're away.
And I got a really neat record collection. I even got Pledging My Love by Johnny Ace.
Oh.
Look, how can you love Nelson when he's going out with Marilyn Vader? Since he dumped on you,
You didn't dump on me, little dip. Oh, hi, Steve.
Hey. Hey, sis. What's wrong?
Nothing.
What is it?
Nothing.
And I've decided that I'm going to let you take care of my car for me while I'm away. At least until Christmas. See, I'm coming back for a couple weeks at Christmas. Now, I've got some very simple instructions for you. Here's the keys. First of all, only 30-weight Castrol R. Now, I've written the tire pressure and stuff on a pad in the glove. Are you listening?
Hey, what's wrong? Are you crying?
I can't believe it. I don't know what to say. I'll love and protect this car until death do us part.
This is a super fine machine. This might even be better than Daryl Starbird's Super Flex Moonbird.
It is. It's better than Daryl Starbird's Super Flex Moonbird. Buddha?
Yeah?
How'd you like to go to the drive-in movies with me?
You gotta be kidding.
No, would I kid you about a thing like that? I have a new car.
Hey!
Did she do that to you?
Hey, Kurt, you want to bomb around? I want to try out my new wheels.
Well, I'd like to, Toad, but I'm going to go with Steve and Lori to the hop.
And besides, I'd spoil your luck anyway.
Yeah, right. Tonight, things are going to be different.
Hey, wait a minute. You going to the hop? The freshman hop? Yeah. Oh, come on, man. That place is for kids. You two just got your ass out of there. Don't go back there.
You ain't got no emotions. We are going to remember all of the good times, is what we're going to do.
Yeah, well, go.
Why don't you come with us?
Bullshit, man.
Come on, for old time's sake.
Yeah, well, listen, you go. Go ahead, Kurtzy baby. You go on over there and you remember all the good times you won't be having. I ain't going off some goddamn fancy college. I'm staying right here, having fun as usual.
Jesus, Milner, you're really in a great mood tonight. You know that?
What's the matter, John? Did I do something wrong? I'm sorry.
Oh, man. It's not...
Well, we'll see you later, okay?
Right.
We'll all do something together, you know, before Steve leaves.
Oh, wait a minute. Now you're not going?
I don't know.
Oh. Jesus.
Way down the valley. All we got is you.
I'm a walking in the rain. You're the one that I feel a need. I wish you were here by me. To end this misery, I wonder.
Hey, mother.
What?
Your mother. Hey, we've been talking about you.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a very wicked 55 Chevy looking for you.
Yeah, I know.
Watch out for the cop that's in Jerry's cherry.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Is that you in that beautiful car? Jeez, what a waste of machinery.
Here we go with another call out of the station.
Hey, Dave.
Answer the phone, dummy.
Pinky's Pizza.
Yeah, listen, you got any more of those secret agent spy scoops?
Hip parade on the stethoscope.
No, the secret agent spy scope, man. That pulls in the moon, the stars, the planets, and the satellites, and the little bitty spaceman.
You must have the wrong number, partner.
What did you say?
Quick, hang a right.
What? Why?
Steven, cut over to G Street. I just saw a vision. I saw a goddess. Come on, you gotta catch up to her.
You see anything?
Come on, Kurt. We can't be spending half the night chasing girls down for you.
Maury.
I'm telling you, this was the most perfect, dazzling creature I've ever seen.
She's gone.
Get it?
She spoke to me. She spoke to me right through the window. I think she said, I love you. That means nothing to you people? You have no romance, no soul? Someone wants me. Someone roaming the streets wants me. Will you turn the corner?
Oh, Kurt.
Oh, later.
Alligator.
Got any Frank Bartlett?
No, does he go to Turlock High?
Well, he used to. He goes to JC now.
Do you go to JC?
Yeah, sir.
Oh, wow. Do you know Guy Phillips?
Yeah, sir. I got him in a class.
Oh, he's so boss.
How'd you like to ride around with me for a while?
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm going steady.
Aw, oh, come on.
I just can't.
You're just riding around with a bunch of girls. How about somebody else in there? Everybody else want to go for a ride? Now, if you got nothing to fear, I'm as harmless as a baby kitten.
Awesome. Judy's sister will go with you. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure. Judy or sister or mother. Anybody. I'll take them all. Listen, we'll go up and stop at that light. It'll turn red time we get there.
Okay.
Right? If you ever get tired of going steady with somebody that ain't around, I'm up for grabs.
You're Judy's little... Oh, shit. How old are you?
Old enough. How old are you?
I'm too old for you.
Can't be that old.
Listen, I think you better go back and see with your sister. Hey, where are they anyway? Are they coming back or something? This is a joke, right? It better be a joke, because I'm not driving you around.
You asked me. What's the matter? Am I too ugly? Judy doesn't want me with her, and now you don't want me with you. Nobody wants me. Even my mother and father hate me. Everybody hates me.
Nah, they don't hate you.
Throw me out, I'll scream.
Oh, no. Stay cool. Everything's all right. We'll find your sister. Can't be too hard to find. Oh, shit. Hey, get out.
Hey.
Hey, this is my call copy. in the field?
What? No, get out, you know.
What's your name?
My name? Mud. If anybody sees you.
Hey, come on, Buster Brown, right?
Hey, guy in there, kid.
More than you can handle.
I think we've had an accident.
Well, goddammit, I won't report you this time, but next time, just watch it, will you?
Oh, baby, I love it.
Well, good evening. Good evening, how are you?
Yeah, hi.
This is really a beautiful car, you know that? Of course you know it. You know what I'd like to give you for this car? I'd like to give you $1,000. I can't give you that, but I'm not going to give you a whole line. I'm going to tell you what I can give you. Come over here.
How
would you like for $525 to be the owner of this practically new vet? And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to knock 10% right off the top. How about that? Now, that's $98 down. Understand? $98 down, $98 a month. Now, you ask me, how can I do this? I'll tell you how I can do it. My boss, he wants to get rid of the sporty cars. Oh, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
He wants to get rid of the sporty cars. I don't think it's a good idea.
No, listen. No.
I want you to listen to me.
I'm busy.
How about you?
I got some things I got to do.
It's not balloon.
Leave me alone, for God's sake.
Elected senior queen to have so many boys after your bar.
Peggy, the whole point is I do not want to go out with any other guys.
Lori, I know it's a drag, but you can't just...
Look, remember what happened to Evelyn Shelnick?
When Mike went into the Marines, she had a nervous breakdown and was acting so whack that she got run over by a bus.
I just wish I could go with him or something.
Oh, Lori, jeez, come on. Hey, zit makeup.
Hey, come on.
Hey, everybody.
Don't, just cool it, huh?
Let me see some of that stuff.
You, leaving tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
You and Lori engaged yet?
No, but we got it all worked out. We're still going to be going together, but we can date other people.
And screw around. I know. Hey, I hear college girls really put out.
Cherry! I knew I had to make her.
Come on.
Come on what?
Let's dance.
No, thanks.
Lori, I said I want to dance.
Well, Stephen, who's stopping you?
I thought since this is our last night together for 3 months, you might want to dance with me.
How sentimental of you. We'll be back at Christmas.
I want to dance now, not at Christmas. Come on.
Get your cooties off me.
Make a scene.
Go ahead. Slug me. Scar my face. I wouldn't dance with you for the last time up in this gym.
This is getting good.
Come on, Eddie. I'll dance with you. You don't mind.
Joe College strikes out.
Simpson came in here and saw me dancing with one of you sexy little, excuse me, one of you young ladies, you'd have my rear end.
Okay,
thank you. Hey, Lauren, come on, gentlemen, back inside. Put it up. Let's go.
Kids. Want a cigarette?
I thought you'd left.
No, not yet. I have no matches.
That's all right. Brother. How do I get stuck with dance supervision? Can you tell me that? You going back east?
Well, I remember the day I went out.
Got drunk as hell the night before. Just
blotto.
Blotto, exactly. Barfed on the train all the next day, too.
Cute. Very cute. Where'd you go again?
Middlebury, Vermont.
Right.
Got a scholarship.
You only stayed a semester?
One semester.
I remember.
After all that, came back here.
Yeah, why'd you come back?
Decided I wasn't the competitive type. I don't know. Maybe I was scared.
Well, I think I may find that I'm not the, competitive type myself.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not really sure that I'm going.
Hey, now, don't be stupid. Experience life. Have some fun, you know? Curtis.
Mr. Wolf? Can I speak with you a minute?
Jane? Good luck, Curtis.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Don't you have some homework or something to do?
No, Sweat. My mother does it.
Anyway, he thought he was had. He started the car and couldn't see through the windshield and zoomed straight into the canal. I still got some, so don't try anything.
Hey, watch it, will you? Jesus Christ. Thanks a lot. Hey, driving is a serious business. I ain't having no accidents just because of you. Come on, don't give me any grief. I'm warning you.
Spare me, killer.
Oh, shit.
Why'd you do that?
I don't like that surfing shit. Rock and roll has been going downhill ever since Buddy Holly died.
Don't you think the Beach Boys are boss?
You would, you grungy little twerp.
Grungy? You big weenie. If I had a boyfriend, he'd pound you.
Yeah, sure. Ah, shit. Holstein.
Good. Cop. I'm going to tell him you tried to rape me.
Oh, no.
Past curfew, I'm going to tell him how old I am. My parents don't know I'm out, and you tried to rape me.
Yeah, it was safe.
Boy, are you up a creek.
Come on, really, Carolyn, don't say anything.
If you say, I was a dirty bird. Carol's not grungy, she's bitching.
Oh.
Say it, I'll tell him.
I was a dirty bird. Carol's not grungy, she's bitching.
I'll think about it.
Where are you going, Milner?
Oh, I'm going home, sir.
Well, where have you been?
We were at the movies, sir.
Milner, you didn't happen to be around the corner of 12th and G about 8:30 tonight, did you?
No, sir. No, we were at the movies, like I said.
Milner, the reason I stopped you is because the light on your license plate's out. I'm going to have to cite you for that. And, Milner, the front end of this thing you're driving looks a little low.
No, sir. No. It's 12 and a half inches, regulation size. Now, it's been checked several times. You can check it if you like, sir.
Look, Milner.
Yes, sir.
You can't fool with the law.
Yes, sir.
We know that was you tonight. We have an excellent description of this car. I could run you in right now, and I could make it stick. But I'm not going to do that, Milner. You know why? I want to catch you in the act. And when I do, I'm going to nail you butt good. Happy birthday, Milner.
Thank you, asshole.
You're a regular JD.
Probably under CS over there.
CS? What's that stand for?
Chicken shit. That's what it is.
Huh.
Roadshow.
Yeah, you really think I look like her?
Yeah, no shit. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean,
I mean that I'm not just feeding you a line. I mean, I really think you do. You look a lot. You look like Connie Stevens. What's your name?
Debbie. You know, I always thought I looked like Sandra Dee.
Oh, yeah, well, you look a lot like her, too.
Yeah, is this your car?
Yeah. I'm Terry the... Well, they usually call me Terry the Tiger.
Yeah, it's really tough looking.
What school you go to?
Dewey. Kenley Rubber.
Yeah, I got a 327 Chevy in it. It's got six drawn rooms.
Yeah, it's bitchin' tuck and roll. You know, I really love the feel of tuck and roll upholstery.
You do?
Yeah.
Well... No, no, come in, I'll let you feel it. I mean, you know, you can touch it if you want. I'll let you feel the upholstery.
Okay. Peel out.
What?
Peel out. I just love it when guys peel out. Didn't call me for 2 weeks.
Well, I was busy.
You were scared. Dave Obler told me. Then when you did ask me out, you didn't kiss me for 3 days.
Well, I was
scared. Jim Kyler told me. I even asked my father why you hadn't kissed me.
Your father? Great.
You know what he said? He said he thought you were bright enough and that you'd probably get round to it after a while. You didn't, of course. I had to. Remember the picnic?
Out at the canyon?
Oh, boy, you don't remember anything, do you? The first one up at the lake. That was the first time you kissed me. I had to practically throw myself at you.
I remember.
Yet today, my love has flown away.
Go to hell. What are you doing, stealing hubcaps?
Well, hey, Wendy.
Have you been?
Fine. Great. How you been?
Wait a sec. Wait a minute! Bobby Tucker, she's got her car. Heard you're going away to school.
Maybe. What?
Same old Kurt. All the time we were going together, you never knew what you were doing. Well, I gotta go.
Where were you going?
Nowhere.
Well, do you mind if I come along?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
you and your girlfriend want to do that, go someplace else, huh?
Hey, Cruz, why don't you go kiss a duck?
What did you say?
I said go kiss a duck, Marblehead.
All right, Bolander, you are suspended. Don't you even come in Monday. You're out.
Cruz. I graduated last semester. Remember? Why are we blocking the canal?
What for?
Listen, I can get tough with you too, you know.
Hard guy.
Chuck, a Mexicali chili bar, two orders of French fries, and
cherry coke.
And two cherry cokes. Now, wait a minute, what? Huh? Yeah, right. Cool.
Hey, Dan. How's my soft baby?
Come on, be a bitch. I'm not your baby.
Oh, come on, honey. Look, so I never called you back. I've been, you know, busy.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Besides, it only took me one night to realize if brains were dynamite, you couldn't blow your nose.
Look who's talking. Hey, who's the wimp you're hanging out with now, Einstein?
Tiger happens to be very intelligent. Unlike you, I know everything your dirty little mind is thinking. It shows.
Hey now, buddy, look. The lady obviously doesn't want to have
look,
to...
Look, Creep, you want a knuckle sandwich?
No thanks. I'm waiting for a double chubby chuck.
Then keep your smart-ass mouth shut. Hey, I'll call you sometime, Deb. Some night when I'm hard up.
I won't be home. Mm. Get out of here.
You seem to know a lot of weird guys.
That creep's not a friend of mine. He's just horny. That's why I like you. You're different.
I am? I mean, you really think I'm intelligent?
Yeah. And I bet you're smart enough to get us some brew. Yeah.
Brew?
Yeah.
Oh, you liquor? Yeah. Yeah, right, liquor. Yeah, this place is too crowded anyway.
Will you speed up, please?
You're
a loser. Come around him. Just hang a right at the corner.
Lost her again.
Who is she?
I don't know. But I'm going to find out.
I know who she is.
Well, come on, Bob. Come on, who is she? Come on!
You know Mr. Beeman? He owns Hepcap Jewelers.
Yeah.
That's his wife.
Get out. That's ridiculous. That girl is young and beautiful.
And married.
And she was cruising 10th Street. Gotta be thinking of someone else.
Hey, did you know that my ex is going to become a presidential aide? Yeah? And, it's a secret, so don't tell anybody, but his greatest ambition is to shake hands with President Kennedy. How do you suppose you're gonna do that, wishy-washy at JC?
Well, maybe I've grown up. Maybe I changed my mind.
Well, doubt it. Maybe you don't think you can do it.
Maybe you ought to shut up.
Maybe I ought to, but I won't.
Maybe you ought to come into the aft chamber where we can discuss this in private.
Thanks a lot.
Come on, Wendy.
Move over. I'm not sitting on your lap.
To the opera, James.
Drop dead.
Unless you want to go to Gallo Dam and have a little orgy.
You wish.
No, I could pick up some oleomargarine. Could roll around in it for a while.
Yeah.
I've been silly.
Oh, yeah?
I'm really glad you're gonna stay. We might even have a class together.
Maybe.
Look, there's Kip Pullman. So neat. Look, say something to him when we go by.
What do you want me to say?
Anything, I just want to meet him.
Hey, Kip, buddy. What's up?
Hey, Anderson, long time no see. What you been doing?
Nothing. I just wanted to tell you that Bobby here is madly in love with you and trembles at the sight of your rippling bicep.
Here it is, 1 10-cent Coke with ice. It don't take all day drinking it. Please.
Oh, rats. I thought some of my friends might be here.
It's probably a couple of weeks past their bedtime, huh?
Oh, wait, there's Dee Dee. I hope she sees me.
Shit, Dee Dee.
Hiya, John.
What'd you say, Al?
Not much. Say, you think if I brought my Mopar by the shop on Monday, you'd be the spot wheel of a bumper bracket?
Sure, anything. Just come by before noon, all right?
Sure, fine. Hey, you met Linda?
No. Hi, Linda. This is my, cousin, Carol. Carol, Linda, Al. I'm, babysitting.
Babysitting?
Yeah, Jesus, watch it, will you? Been hitting me all night. Kids will be kids, you know. Come on, goddammit! Why don't you grow up, for Christ's sake? We don't get along too well. You know how it is. Been like this all.
Spastic creep. Hi, cousin, how's your bod?
Wolfman Top 40 is box 1300 Chula Vista. Wolfman Sweatshirts is Wolf Enterprises Bakersfield.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, son?
I was wondering, could you give me the time?
Oh, sure. It's 11:45.
Yeah, 11:45. Good, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I got a problem. See, I lost my ID in a flood. And I was wondering, since you're going in there anyway, could you pick me up some old Harper's hard stuff? Would you buy me a bottle?
Why, certainly. I lost my wife, too. Her name wasn't ID, though, and it wasn't in a flood. But I know what you...
Yeah, good. Here's some money. Old Harper. Great. Hi. 11:45.
Right up.
Yeah.
Night.
Night.
You know, not wine. Hey.
Say, was there an old man in here a minute ago?
Yeah, he just went out the back. Want something?
Yeah. Let me have... Okay, yeah, let me have a Three Musketeers and a ballpoint pen, one of those combs there, a pint of old Harper, a couple of flashlight batteries, and some beef jerky.
You got an ID for the liquor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, nuts, I left it in the car.
Sorry. You'll have to get it before.
I forgot the car.
Hey, did you get it?
Got it.
I got it.
Why didn't you get it?
Well, I needed some things, and I thought as long as I was in there. Look, Debbie, can you loan me a dollar?
Are you for real? Come on. Girls don't pay, guys pay.
Yeah, well, see, I've only got a 50, and he doesn't have change.
Well, I can't believe this. I really cannot believe this. Here.
Excuse me. I'm wondering, could you,
buy you a bottle of booze? Yeah, I know. You lost your ID. What kind do you want?
Gee, that's terrific. Just some, old, Harper?
Head-on collision with a drunk. Boom! Didn't have a chance. He's a good driver, too. That's pretty grim when a guy gets it and it's not even his own fault.
Needs a paint job, that's for sure.
See that over there, that 41? That used to be, believe it or not, the fastest car in the valley. I never got a chance to race her, although he got his 1955 in about the hairiest crash we ever had here. Jesus, you should have seen it. 8 kids killed, and both drivers, Board of Education was real impressed. See, so they come up, film the whole thing. Now they show it in driver's education class. You'll probably see it if you get lucky. Of course, it's pretty tough when they take somebody with them.
You've never had an accident, though. You told me.
Yeah, well, I come mighty close. I almost rolled it a couple of times. But I've been just quick enough to stay out of this graveyard.
Bet you're the fastest.
I've never been beat. A lot of guys drive. Seems to me there's more guys lately than there's ever been.
Sneaking around with the wolf man, baby.
Oh, that's gonna strike a raw nerve, Mama.
Here's the platters.
Oh, yeah. I'm a great pretender. Wow, wow.
Thank you.
How you doing, creep?
Who, me?
No, I'm talking to other 50 creeps here. You know Gil Gonzalez?
Gil Gonzalez?
No. No, I don't.
Don't know Gil? Well, you oughta. He's a friend of ours, and that's his car you got your butt parked on. Hey, where you going?
Nowhere.
Well, you must be going someplace. I mean, you left here, didn't you? Man, spring over here. I want to show him something. Here. Bend down here. Look across there, you see? Right across there, you see?
Yeah, I guess so.
You scratched it, man. And what do you get off sitting on Gil's car, man?
Sorry. It's really not much of a scratch. I don't think it's even...
Ain't the size that's in question here. It's the principle.
Principle. Right.
Oh, jeez, this is going to be tough. What should we do with you?
Tie him to the car and drag him.
You know Toby Juarez? Toby Juarez, he's a pharaoh, isn't he?
Toby Juarez?
Yeah.
Sure, we know Toby. We killed him last night.
Tied him to the car and dragged him.
Right.
It's gonna take some thinking. You better come with us, maybe take a ride with the pharaoh, huh?
No, listen, I'd really like to, but I've got to
whoop.
I'd rather.
Right. I know just how you feel.
Shotgun.
No, I called it.
When?
Before we picked you up.
Man, you can't call it for the whole night. I got it now. Get in the back, punk.
Oh. Well, you get in there. Jeez. All right, yeah, you guys, cars, boy.
The law, man.
Oh, man.
You'll
never catch Wolfman.
No way.
Hey, man, who cut the cheese?
You smelt it, dealt it.
Man, that's a badass Chevy. Oh, look at that snatch he's got with him.
Oh, man, he looks like a wimp.
Probably is. Wimps get all the snatch.
Milner ain't gonna beat that. His time has come. He's getting old, even as fast as he used to be.
Gil
got just 2 seconds to get your ass over in your corner.
Don't worry, I won't raid you.
Hey, you got a bitchin' car.
Oh, yeah, I know.
In fact, your car's so neat, we're gonna give you our special prize. You want me to give it to you?
Hey, sweetheart, if the prize is you, I'm a ready teddy.
Well, get bent, turkey.
Very funny. What a job. Quit laughing. Let's catch him at the light. Then you jump out and flatten his head.
Wait
just
a
do
minute.
What I say.
All right, boss.
Perfect night for horseback riding. I was going with a guy who had horses once.
Oh, yeah? Mm. I had a couple of horses myself.
Really?
I used them for hunting. I do a lot of hunting, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah, deer mostly. Got a couple of bear last year. Yeah, those were good ponies. Had to train them special myself. Took a lot of time.
Yeah, do you still have them? We can go for a ride.
No. I had to sell them to get these wheels and a Jeep. I got a Jeep pickup with four-wheel drive, and it's got a gun rack on it, and I use that for hunting, mostly.
Why do you kill little animals? I think that's terrible.
Oh, well, yeah. I figured with bears, though, it's me or them. You know, I think you're really neat.
Wait a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I don't know. I guess maybe it's the booze or something. I don't know what you mean. I'm sorry.
Let me get my head over here. Okay, you get up. Okay.
This is... Ow! My leg! Oh, watch it.
Please.
Oh. Yeah, please.
I just love tucking all the upholstery.
Jeez, Grand Central Station around here. Why don't we go someplace else?
No, come on. They won't come back.
Whoa. Wait a minute. I got a blanket in the back. Why don't we go over here to the field?
This is terrific, see? I love miniature golf.
Is that right? I hate it.
Well, I don't play it too often anyway. What are we doing here?
We're out of gas, man.
They don't sell gas here.
I know. But we're out of money, too.
Hey, what are you punks doing? What's going on here?
Hi, Mr. Gordon. What's up?
Henderson? Kurt Henderson, you with these punks?
Oh, these are just some friends of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're just, you know.
Oh, well, you had me nervous there for a second, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you didn't leave yet, huh?
I'm not scheduled to leave until tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow?
Oh.
Hey, Hank Anderson's inside. Come on in and say goodbye, huh? You know, he brought your name up at the Moose Hall.
Oh, yeah.
You got the check, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Hank, look who's here.
Well, how are you, Kurt? What a pleasant surprise. Congratulations, my boy. We're all proud of you. All of us. You know, the Moose Scholarship went to the right boy. You. And we're all proud of you.
We're all done out here.
All done? What do you mean?
He means we're all done having loads of fun out here.
Loads of fun. Wow. Wonderful. Yes. You can have all the fun you want. This place is for fun.
Yes, it is. Wow. Thank you. Thank you both.
Good luck,
Kurt,
sir.
Before I say goodbye, I hope you'll be taking along with you a little piece of this place.
I think I have.
Good. Don't forget us.
No, I won't forget you, and you won't forget me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye and good luck.
Bye now.
Bye.
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 It was nice to meet you.
Right, what he said goes for me, too.
Yeah, you just might make it as a pharaoh yet, boy.
Someday he'll make a fine moose.
What's the matter? The radio's gone. Yeah?
That means the car is gone. Come on. God, not the car. Oh, no. Anything. Oh, not the car.
First of all.
It doesn't make sense to leave home to look for home. To give up a life to find a new life. To say goodbye to friends you love just to find new friends.
Wait a minute. Could you say that again?
Something Kurt said.
Figures. You must have talked his ear off trying to get him to stay.
Oh, no, Stephen, that's not true at all. I didn't say anything. Kurt just said at dinner tonight that he didn't see what the big hurry was. He thought that he ought to stick around and go to JC for a while and try and figure out what he wanted to do with his life.
That sounds logical.
Do you think so?
Sure. I think Kurt's probably right for Kurt. Not for me, though. Lori, look at me. And you know what I want out of life. And it's just not in this town.
I'm not going with you to the airport tomorrow. No, Steve, don't.
Come on.
No.
It's our last night together for 3 months.
I know, but we've been through this before.
Oh, I'm gonna miss you so much. I need something to remember you by. You don't want me to forget you, do you?
No.
Well, what's wrong? You're just sitting there.
Well, you want to. Go ahead.
Not like that.
If you're not going to remember me for anything else, why don't you just go ahead?
Oh, come on. You want it and you know it. Don't be so damn self-righteous with me after all that stuff you told me about watching your brother.
You're disgusting! Get out of my car! Get out!
Ori!
I told you never to mention that!
So, anyhows, the goat killer...
Can we talk about something else?
No, whenever he strikes, he leaves a bloody goat's head next to the victim. Isn't that creepy? They thought he went up to Stockton, but two nights ago they found the bodies of Carly Johnson and Don White right here at this canal, all hacked to pieces.
Who do you think will take the regionals this year?
Not only were there bloody goat's heads all around, but he had, like, switched parts of their bodies. Like, she had on his arms, and he had on his... her legs, and...
Wait a second. Did you hear that?
Do you think it's the goat killer?
No! Shh! I mean, no. Listen, I'll go for help, and you stay here.
No, I'm getting this film. Come on, come on, come on! Maybe if it's the goat killer, he'll get somebody and we'll see the whole thing.
I don't want to see the whole thing.
Shh, shh. We gotta see what he's doing, though. Oh, no, I wish I could see.
I can't see anything. I don't want to see anything. Just keep him away from me. That's all I want. How do I get into these things? We're all right up here. Debbie? 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 Oh, no, please, please.
Gary!
Steve!
What are you doing up here?
Steve! Oh, God, Steve.
Hey, is it safe to come out?
What? Where did you go, anyway?
Over there.
Don't do that. Come on, let's get out of here.
Where's my rod?
Your rod?
Yeah.
Did I introduce you? This is Debbie. Debbie? This is Steve.
Hi.
Hi.
Well? It's in the garage. I put it in the garage for safekeeping. I mean, I don't want to take any chances with it.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah, it's a good thing, too, because somebody stole our car.
Really? That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Gee, where's Lori, anyway?
I guess we broke up.
We broke up, Paul.
It doesn't look like a gear shift knob. What is it?
Come on, will you? Give it back to me.
What's wrong? You're a tough guy. Go ahead and clean me. Break my arm. See if I care.
If you ride a crispy death car, you'll find butter fingers sweeter and butter fingers pleasure to every bite.
We're just going to keep it for a little while. You're an ogre, just like my father. He won't let me stay out late or play records or anything.
Your father won't let you stay out late?
No, he's terrible. Once I was at a party and it didn't end till late, he called the cops.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine? He had the whole police force there.
By the way, where is it that you live, Carol?
Over in Ramona. Why?
Oh.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. You thought I'd tell you where I live? Not me. Not old Carol. The night is young, and I'm not hitting the rack till I get a little action. What are you looking at? Who's that? You know him? He's following awful close.
Grab onto something.
Scared you.
You're gonna have to do one hell of a lot more than that to scare me.
Yeah, I've been looking all over for you, man. Didn't nobody tell you I was looking for you?
Hey, I can't keep track of all you punks running around here backwards.
Hey, you're supposed to be the best thing in the valley, man, but that can't be your car. It must be your mama's car. I'm sort of embarrassed to be this close to you.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised driving a field car.
Field car? What's a field car?
Field car runs through the fields, drops cow shit all over the place to make the lettuce grow.
Oh, that's pretty good. Hey, I like the color of your car there, man. What's that supposed to be? Sort of a cross between piss yellow and puke green, ain't it?
Well, you call that a paint job, but it's pretty ugly. I bet you got to sneak up on the pumps just to get a little air in your tires.
Well, at least I don't have to pull over to the side just to let a funeral go by, man.
Oh, funny. You know what?
Your car's uglier than I am. That didn't come out right.
Come on, boy, let's go. Prove it.
Why don't you go out and try to win yourself a few races, and you come come on back and I'll show you a few things.
Oh, Mason, you can feed him.
Hey, that's a tough-looking girl you got with you, man. What are you doing, trying to pick up a few extra bucks babysitting? Hey, dog, why don't you come on ride with me in about 10 years?
Now, leave her out of this. This is just between you and me.
You guys know a blonde and a white T-bird?
I don't know. What about?
I'm trying to find out, you know, who she is.
Well, she's out of your price range, man. My brother went out with her, including me.
Price range? Are you trying to tell me that she's a prostitute?
That's right. She's a $30 sherry. Jesus, can you imagine that? $30 for that broad.
We gotta be thinking about two different broads.
Hey, watch it. Buzzerhead.
What?
And Jerry Sherry. You can just barely see the fender.
Yeah, we ought to do something. I got an idea. I got a good idea.
I think I'm gonna go over to Burger City.
Yeah, Lori's probably over there.
You really think she's got me worried about where she is, don't you? Well, let me tell you something. I couldn't care less. Wanna come along?
Yeah, I do.
No. Well, make up your minds.
No, thanks. You know, we gotta report the car missing.
All right. See ya.
Yeah, see ya.
Shut up! Now, hear us. Listen, Carl.
Kurt.
Now, despite you scratching Gil's car, I like you. I know what you'd like more than anything right now. Like every guy in this town, you got the same secret dream, right? I want to be a pharaoh. Huh? Go ahead, you can admit it. But you didn't think it was possible, did you? Huh? Well, tonight, I'm gonna give you your chance.
Listen.
Look at it this way. Now, you got three choices. One, you chicken out, in that case, I let Ants tie you to the car and drag you around a little bit, and you don't want that, right?
No.
Two, you foul up and Hosting hears you, and, well, you don't want that, right?
No, I don't.
Three, you are successful, and you join the Pharaohs with a car coat and a blood initiation and all that, huh?
What? Wait a minute. What's blood initiation?
Thank you.
Hey, why don't we go get your Jeep?
What? What are you talking about?
You know, your Jeep, the one you sold the hunting ponies for. The one with a four-wheel drive.
Hey, you sure you got enough slack?
Yeah, yeah, don't sweat. Let's rally.
Terry?
Terry? Stand by for justice!
I think that I can control myself longer tonight.
You can't?
No, I've got to have you.
Me?
Yeah. All night you've been sitting there. You've been so sexy, and it's been so hot out here. And I can't wait any longer.
Well, a lot of that was an act, you know, like my crying. It was just an act.
Yeah. It's been building up inside of me like a volcano all night. And if you told me where you lived, well, then I could take you home, but you won't tell me where you live. So, here we are. I mean, I've got to have you. It's too late.
It's not too late. It's never too late. 231 Ramona. 231. I'll show you. It's easy to find.
You're beautiful and you're mine.
Hi,
Steve.
Hi, Mike.
Mind
if I sit down?
Oh, hi.
No. Just got 5 minutes off and... I saw you here all alone, for once. Where's Lori?
I don't know.
Well, I thought you guys would be together. I mean, this being your last night and everything.
We broke up.
What?
It's no big deal.
Wow, what happened?
Lori, you got an hour left. Let's get on.
All right, you old fart. Relax. Hey, listen. I'm going to get off in an hour, and I thought you'd maybe like to come over.
I don't know.
Well, why not? This time, it'd just be for fun. Okay?
Well.
Okay. I'll see you later then.
Luda, wait.
Yeah?
Listen, I gotta get up early in the morning, and I just don't think it'd work out.
I took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold kept you. She's last mad on 34th and Vine. Still a little on the
that thing jumped about 5 feet there.
Listen, I still got some things to do. I got to find that blonde.
Well, anyway, we'll catch it tomorrow.
I guess so. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Guess so. Listen, we don't admit a lot of guys to the Pharaohs.
All right.
I mean, you understand we got to steal your car coat and things like that? You got to make up your mind. Rome wasn't burned at night.
I'll see you, boys.
Yeah.
Minutes left. You want to talk to the Wolfman? Go make all your dreams come true, baby. Hello?
Wolfman.
Yeah.
We
would you dedicate a record to keep me and my girlfriend together?
Are you separated?
Well, we're having a little problem.
I'll bring you right together. Hold on a minute, man.
Yeah.
Everything's gonna be all right now, man. You understand? I chased the evil spirits away. Now let me play the record for you. And...
Don't say anything and we'll get along just fine.
Well, this is the first time you've been quiet all night.
I had fun. Bye.
Bye.
Do you like me?
Yeah, I like you. You're all right.
But I mean, do you like me?
Yeah, I like you. Okay.
Couldn't I have something to remember you by? Gee, thanks. It's just like a ring or something. Yeah. It's like we were going steady. Wait till I tell Marcia.
Wait till I tell everybody. I'll go overboard with this thing.
Oh, I'll see you around.
Well, I've been crying so much. And the tears and everything, man. I leaned down towards the microphone. I almost shorted myself out.
Hold that up.
You're right about that, but why should I leave home to find a home? You know, why should I leave friends that I love to find new
friends? Wait a minute. I've heard this already. Aren't you the one that told me for 8 weeks that you have to leave the nest sometime?
I realize that.
No, realizing. You've been telling me all summer that it's time to stick your head out of the sand and take a look at the big, beautiful world out there somewhere.
But
this thing.
I don't know.
Like a midwife.
I may have been wrong, Kurt. I may have been wrong.
Wrong nothing. You've been telling me for 8 weeks. God damn.
No.
You're just mentally playing with yourself. Just relax, and we'll talk about it at the airport.
Where are you going? It's awfully early in the morning.
I have a dental appointment.
Come on, Kurt.
Just relax, will you? I'll see you at the airport.
Come enchanted evening, you will see a stranger. You will see a stranger across a crowded room. And suddenly you'll know that she is the one.
You mustn't have been used to drinking.
Nope, he likes to drink. He told me so.
Your man once got this sick. Billy Weber, huh? That was 10 years ago.
Down on his hands and knees like that. He looks like a dog, doesn't he? Looks like old Ginger.
Sicker than a dog, that's for sure.
Are you all right?
Oh,
Oh, I feel terrible.
The car! Debbie, look!
What?
Debbie, that's the car! Debbie, look, it's sitting right here!
Are you sure this is it?
Yeah, sure, this is it. They must have taken the keys with them.
Well, maybe we better go call the police.
No, wait a minute. I got a better idea. We'll just steal it right back, all right? Now, you get some wire. We need about a foot. We can hot wire it. Okay?
Some action?
Yeah, I think so. There's some punk looking for me.
Why the hell they bother? You've been number one as long as I can remember.
Yeah. It's been a long time, ain't it? I'll see you. Thanks.
Somebody stole my... No, I mean, I lost my car, see? And I want to thank you two guys for finding it. I mean, listen, guys. Now, I've been sick recently, and this kind of activity can really be hard on a guy. Now, easy, please.
I'll die soon and it'll all be over, John.
Wow, you're just like the Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Listen, are you with him?
Yeah. You're talking to the woman I love.
What happened, man?
All she does is sit here. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Judy. Karen.
Where's Laurie? We knew where she is.
So what?
So nothing. It's just she was with a really cute guy in a really boss car. And we thought she just might know who it was.
I'm sorry, but I wouldn't know.
We know. His name's Bob Falfa.
Help. No, bring two cherry cokes with lots of ice. No, never mind. Forget. Just bring the ice. Pronto. Out. Hey, get out of the car.
Steve,
get out.
What are you doing?
Just get out and shut up. You too. Get out. What's going on?
I don't know, but I'm about to find out.
Can't believe it. You practically get killed trying to get your car back, and then you let him have it.
It's not my car.
What?
It is not my car.
Well, then, where is your car?
I don't have a car.
Well, what about your Jeep? Well, how am I going to get home? Where's your car? I have to hang him on a car. I need a ride.
Hey, Toad, what happened to you, man? Did you lose your car again?
No, Steve took it.
I want to go to sleep.
Hey, you've got to take it easy when you drive that car of yours. You've got to cruise easy, baby. Don't do any accidents or anything on me now.
You know, Jerry, I had a pretty good time tonight.
Oh, come on. Just
No, no, really, really. I really had a good time. I mean, you picked me up, and we got some hard stuff, and saw a holdup. And then we went to the canal, and you got your car stolen. And then I got to watch you getting sick. And then we got in this really bitchin' fight. I really had a good time.
Yeah, well, I guess I have a pretty good time just about every night.
Well, if I'm not doing anything tomorrow, why don't you give me a call, okay?
Yeah, all right. I got a little Vespa that I just kind of play around with. Maybe, you know, we...
Really? Well, that's almost a motorcycle, and I just love motorcycles.
You do? Why didn't you say something earlier? We wouldn't have had to go through all the fun.
I gotta go.
Ow.
Good night.
Yeah.
Popsicle, the icebox just broke down and melting all over the place. You want one?
No, 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 thanks. Listen,
have a popsicle.
Are you the Wolfman?
No, man, I'm not the Wolfman. Wait a minute.
On tape. The man is on tape. Well, where is he now? I mean, where does he work?
The Wolfman is everywhere.
Well, I gotta give him this note. Yes.
Can I wait on you, Wolfman?
Here, let me see the note. Well, that's just a dedication, man. What I can do is I relay it. It'll be on tomorrow or Tuesday.
No, no, no. See, this is very important. You see, I may be leaving town tomorrow, and it's very important that I... Damn it, that I reach this girl right now.
You don't know whether you're going to leave town or not?
Well, I'm supposed to go to college back east tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to go. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Have a popsicle. Have a...
No.
Huh?
No, thanks.
Sit down a minute. It's early in the morning.
Damn.
I can't talk for the Wolfman, but I can tell you one thing. If the Wolfman was here, he'd say, get your ass in gear. The Wolfman comes in here occasionally, bringing tapes, you know, to check up on me and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the places he talks about that he's been, the things he's seen. And there's a great, big, beautiful world out there. And here I sit, sucking on popsicles.
Why don't you leave?
I'm not a young man anymore. And the Wolfman gave me my start in the business, and I like it. I tell you what, if I can possibly do it tonight, I'll try to relay this dedication in and get it on the air for you later on.
That would be terrific. Really. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, been a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Really.
I appreciate it.
Sticky little mothers, ain't they?
They really... Six or seven of them, right?
I know. I got a whole refrigerator full.
Thanks a lot.
See you later.
Appreciate it.
Rock on, baby. We gonna do it right here. Rock and roll yourself to death. Oh, mercy. Give me some more, my
love. Hey, John, let me go with you. Come on.
Man, I can't take you when I'm racing somebody.
Oh, come on, just let me go. I just want to watch. Or I'll flag you, okay?
All right, go ahead. Paradise Road.
All right, now where's this Paradise Road?
Just follow this street straight out of town. Listen, if you're going to race John Milner, you can let me out right when we get there.
Now, why don't you shut up, baby? You ain't said one word all night long. You're a weird broad. But you're gonna appreciate me soon. You're gonna be hanging on for mercy when I get this sucker rolling.
A white T-bird, you understand? Now, my friend's name is Kurt, and he wants to talk to you out there, babe. So you meet him at Burger City, or you can phone Diamond 3132. Now, he's a friend of mine, you hear. That little girl, you better call him, or the Wolfman gonna get you.
She's going with me. You take care of yourself, man.
You guys ready?
Just beautiful. Huh?
I was losing, Dan.
What?
He had me, man. He was pulling away from me just before he crashed.
You're crazy.
You saw it?
No, you creamed him from right off the line. The guy never had a chance.
Shit, Toad, the man had me. He was beating me.
John, I don't know what you're talking about. It was the most beautiful thing I ever seen. That guy, he might as well, he can get a wheelchair and roll himself home. Man, you got the bitchinest car in the valley. You'll always be number one, John. You're the greatest.
Yeah. Huh? Look at your glass, man. Okay, Toad. We'll take them all. We'll take them. Oh, get out of here.
Jesus, what a night. You drive a white T-Bird?
A white 56. I saw you on 3rd Street.
Who are you? Do you know me?
Of course.
How do you know me?
It's not important.
It's important. It's important to me. You're the most beautiful, exciting thing I've ever seen in my life, and I don't know anything about you. Listen. Could we meet someplace?
I cross 3rd Street. Maybe I'll see you tonight.
No, I don't think so.
Kurt?
Tell me your name. At least tell me your name.
Goodbye, Kurt.
Wait a minute. Wait a second.
Little kiss on your ear. Good night, sweetheart. I'll see you later. Oh, the Spaniels.
Good night, sweetheart. When it's time to go.
Bye, son. Call us when you get there.
Luck.
Yeah, same to you. Am I going to see you there next year?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Bye, Buck.
Oh. Stay cool, man. And, don't do anything I wouldn't do.
I'll see you, buddy. I know, you probably think you're a big shot going off like this. But you're still a punk. Okay, John. So long. So long.
Yeah.
We'll see ya.
Bye, Kurt.
See you later.
Bye.
Have a good trip.
Summertime is the summertime.